Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. That was awesome. Hi, my friend.
I'm doing great. We just listened to a new introduction to our show, which was created for me by one of my best friends, Robert Brown III, for the show. He is an accomplished musician and an electronic genius. Good to have friends like that.
Absolutely.
Yes, and so that was a really sweet thing. So I said, I just want something new. And he goes, I can do that. I have the technology.
That was our... I love it. Tell him that was great.
Yes. You might have tuned in tonight. I don't know. He's been doing schoolwork and he's been working so hard, but I think he was going to try and tune in tonight. I might have to adjust the volume a little bit on it, but anyway, I was able to get it up, which is great because I am not the electronic aficionado, okay? I do my best.
You do. You're way better than I guarantee you.
Well, Jack and I were chatting before we started the show tonight. We both had an extremely ambitious and anxiety-ridden week. Everything between family, friends, hurricanes coming into South Florida, where we both have friends and family and property, and it's just been really, really stressful, and I know a lot of people out there have been experiencing the same. Even if they didn't experience it personally, they've experienced it through people that they know and love, knowing to keep an eye on the news and to try and see if everybody's safe. So it's been really, really an ambitious week, and I thank God we've gotten through it so far. I don't know exactly what the hurricane's doing right now. I know it was not kind to North Carolina today. But, again, I'm keeping everybody in my thoughts and prayers and sending them love and light as much as I can.
Well, it has been a very ambitious week. You know, the planetary placements that we have right now, you know, most specifically, you know, Jupiter square Mars, the challenges that arise for our own benefit are somewhat difficult, especially with Sun square Pluto. And that's what's been transiting this week, are these squares, these challenges. I must face, I must meet these challenges. I must overcome them and do the right thing in the process to find the benefits from the challenges that are being presented to us. You know, I really think that it's an interesting time we live in, but it's a rebalancing time. So, again here, this was, and the main thing that I always see here is that the Mercury, the thought process of what it's doing, and it has an in conjunction to Neptune retrograde, which that Neptune retrograde's been around for a while, but it has not been in conjunct our thoughts. And now that it's transited into our thought process, it's really an interesting time to trust the universe and to have that faith that everything is going to shift for our betterment. And Matthew, Hurricane Matthew, was an example of how just at the right moment to spare millions of lives, it turned north. And it was like poking his finger at it to make it go that direction. I'm not discounting the path that it took when it went on, because when it went on land, it was only 75 miles an hour winds instead of 140 miles an hour winds. So the devastation is there, and my heart goes out to those people that it to. But on the other hand, God saves so much from being such a catastrophe. And there's where the trust of faith and the thought process and that doubt come in. And so it has been a challenging week for a lot of people.
Exactly. I feel so bad what happened on the islands. That was such a devastating situation down there. And so I've just been mindful of it and praying about the matter and sending them love and light to try and survive whoever is trying to put their life back together. That was a real devastation. And we could have, been, again, like you said, been part of that too. And we were spared, but we need to remember those that were not. And like I said, it's always difficult because I think we realize as spiritual people, as metaphysicians, that we're all one. And when something happens to part of the world, it vibrates to our frequency too. And there's nothing like the power of prayer in my eyes, and that's how I deal with it. That doesn't mean that I didn't cry when I was looking at some of the pictures or feel a sense of anguish, you know, wondering, you know, how they're managing now, because you hear about what happened, but then you don't get much news sometimes about the follow-up, you know, about the reconstruction of what has been destroyed. And that bothers me sometimes because I always wonder, you know, where are they now? Have they been able to get their food supply? Do they have their power back? You know, the people that were on the islands, I just worry about that, and I never hear anything because, again, they're trying to warn everybody as it's moving forward, and that's okay, but I would still like to see what happened to those that were left in the aftermath.
Well, and I also think the beauty of things is that in the aftermath, when you start to rebuild, and tragedy has happened, you know, in many different ways, whether it's a house burning down or a hurricane or a tornado or many different ways. You go through that sorrow and that heartache, and it's always shown, you know, the trauma as it goes through. The aftermath after that is a long journey of faith, because it's rebuilding piece by piece by piece. And I know a lot of people out there know that, who have experienced it, including you, experience a hurricane come through your house and literally change your life. But the beauty of it is look at where you are now after the fact. It is that struggle at the other side, going through cleaning up and the devastation that comes through it. But we're all stronger and better for it after. And that's the positive part about it is that we do rebuild. We do make choices to better our life after the fact. And that's the joy of the situation. The challenge, I understand my sympathetic cancer and the heartache and the pain that goes on for months in the process after that, sometimes years in the process of that, after an event, this thing, it's challenging. But the beauty is that after the fact, when all is said and done, you always end up better for it, whether it's a different home or a better home or a different way of living or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That is the human nature rebuilding itself. So I always look to that positive. I know that it will be rebuilt better and stronger.
From your mouth to God's ears. Absolutely. I know. Like I said, I've been through a lot of changes in my life, and it's okay. I mean, I usually do survive. I do usually end up, you know, being creative and finding a different or better way to proceed, you know. But being a very emotional person as I am, you know me, I have to go through the emotions,
cancer,
too.
Baby.
Yep, and I have to go through the emotions, too, because, again, it has meaning. And to me, I think most of the water signs experience this on some level. It does seem personal.
Absolutely.
Even though it's
collective
and there's a lot of people in the same boat, don't get me wrong, but it seems personal. Like, I personally have to do something now. And I take that charge seriously.
Absolutely. And that's part of the beauty of what comes after. Because a lot of people don't see how the neighbors get together and start help picking up things and start helping each other out and, you know, cleaning up the damage around. You know, things like this happen, that people come out of the woodwork, and you really get to see the beauty of helping and assisting others, not only the people who come out with compassion and care and bring that out there, but also the individual receiving it, knowing that, you know, at their worst time of need, people have come up to actually help and come together as a growth. You know, these are the beautiful parts, even though they're tragedies, these are the beautiful parts that come out of that, is that the good human nature of an individual is to have that compassion and to reach out to those in need and to try and help them out. And so seeing it in action is a beautiful thing, even though it's a tragedy.
Yes. Well, we have a number of people on hold. I suppose we should probably take a caller and see how they're all doing.
How about we do that?
Okay. Area code 828, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. It's Danielle.
It's Danielle.
How you doing, sweetie?
Horrible. I can't take much more of this at this apartment. The roof is leaking now, and I have no hot water, and the water heater is leaking. And I'm finding bugs in here, too.
Great. Doesn't sound like a good situation.
Nope.
So can you get out of there?
With what? My looks?
No, with them basically refunding your money.
That's what I've been trying to talk to them about, but how am I going to afford another place? And how am I going to work a part-time? How can I see clients and make money that way with the condition that I'm in? And how am I supposed to work a job and stand or sit at a job all day long to make money?
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to take things one challenge at a time. The first thing is you have to decide if you're going to basically leave there or stay there, and if they're going to be cooperative as far as giving your money back to find a new place. And then everything else will fall into place. But you have to do things one at a time. Don't let them get all jumbled up, because then you are going to feel totally trapped and you're going to immobilize. So you have to deal with things one step at a time. Now, didn't you have some kind of a hearing or a person was an advocate for you?
Yeah, but the trial isn't till November 4th. That's a month from now. And they're trying to talk to the landlord about giving me my money back. But if I don't have enough income coming in, meaning I don't have a job and a paycheck, then I can't get another apartment because I don't have the income. They want you, some of the nicer places, they want three times the rent amount.
Right. But you only need one pearl. So don't give up. Don't start looking at your numbers. Don't start creating barricades to your good fortune. Okay? Jupiter's very close to your Saturn right now. It's about to move into your third house of your neighborhood and your lifestyle. So things can shift. So you need to focus on, if they give you your money back, where can you go? And do the research now while you're waiting. Because you've got to do something, because otherwise it's going to depress your spirit. I know you.
It already has. And I called and looked at places and stuff, but the income, they want me to have, I only have $914 a month coming in. I have no cash.
Right.
And how am I supposed to work a part-time job sitting and standing all day?
Well, again, it depends on the nature of the part-time job, exactly what you'd be doing there. If you'd be walking around, if you'd just be sitting, if you'd be standing, if you'd be doing a combination, that's what you need to try and embrace, I would suggest, from what I'm seeing here. Jupiter is in square to your Mercury, and I can understand right now, in part, how you're feeling. And everything just seems very, very unfair and very personal, and I understand that. But at the same time, the square is a challenge. You need to look at what is going to give you a feeling of security and to balance the scales of what you've been through. So you're bound to find, as Jacqueline pointed out earlier in the show, something better. Believe it or not, you're going to find something better. I know you are. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. I understand, and I was going there with the challenge of, I know that helplessness that you feel at this point in time, because it's just pounding you of, what am I going to do next, okay? This is a time with that Pluto square sun, okay? It is also coming into a square with your Pluto. So it's a foundational time for transformation and change for you. What do you want in your life, okay? And there's people, you can't tell me you can't find a job, and I don't mean it in that way, because there's people that have all kinds of different handicaps that do work. It's a matter of finding what works for you, okay, and how you can work for it instead of going, I can't stand, I can't sit. What can you do, okay? And start looking at that as something, just something fun, something to distract you, something that you can see that you can do to make money that would be okay for you. And work on that and start making that foundational change, because the Capricorn energy, which is what Mars is in right now, makes you stand alone sometimes. And so it's now your time to make the choices for yourself of what you want. Let this process go through, because here again, you're going through righteousness of knowing that all these things are wrong that should be fixed, and that here again, they either A, need to give you your money back, or B, fix these things. Okay? And a month is not a long time. A month to make transitions and changes is not a long time for you to start to work on it and wait. Because in that month, you can plan a lot of things that once that hearing is done, you can make your choices to go do what you need to do. Okay, so I understand the challenge of the hopelessness. It is not there. That's a false image.
Okay.
And I'll help you in any way I can. Okay, but keep the faith and start looking about where you can put yourself while you're waiting for them to decide how much they're going to compensate you for all you've been through, which has been horrific. You need to make that right. And with Mercury getting ready to go over your Jupiter tomorrow and then over your Saturn this week, I have a feeling that you might hear something this week. So just hang in there a little while longer, Danielle, okay?
And will I be able to make it through this teacher's aid job?
Say this again?
The teacher's aid job. Will I be able to do this?
I think you can do it. I just don't know how you're going to be able to deal with some of the allergens that you've been dealing with when you're in that environment. I know you're capable of it, you know, but you have such a sensitivity to, like, perfumes and hairspray and the cleansers that they use and stuff in your environment. I'm not sure how to make that better or if you even want to make it better. I just think that you have to give it a try and see. And if you can't, you can't, but at least give it a try.
Okay.
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 You've got a lot of squares going to your fifth house of children right now, so I have a feeling that more than you realize, these young people need you. So keep that in mind as you're looking, and you're basically approaching that question, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, keep in touch with me. I'm there for you.
All right. Thanks, lady.
All right. God bless. All right.
Bye.
Good night. She's so wonderful in so many ways, and she really does want to do this part-time teaching because she was so excited about it. But again, you know, she's ultra-sensitive to her environment, her immune system, you know. She's trying to beef it up all the time. She's very, very knowledgeable about those things, but sometimes it catches her off guard when she walks into a really unhealthy environment. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 913, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies, how you doing? It's Andy.
Hey, girl, how are ya?
Happy October. Good to talk to both of you.
Thank you.
Good to hear from you.
Yes, my heart goes out to everybody affected by Matthew, and I just am really hoping for a smooth, speedy recovery for everybody.
Yes.
Scary
stuff. Give me your current location.
Absolutely.
Again, because my computer doesn't save that.
Sure. Overland Park, Kansas.
That's right. As soon as you say it, I remember, but you know what? It's been an ambitious week.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You sound really up. Did you get good news?
I had great news. I had wonderful meetings, and everything, you know, I think there's a lot of promise there. And I have another big meeting coming up. I think it's Tuesday or Wednesday of this week. So kind of to move the process along even further. And I'm going to be applying for some grant monies to help with, they have grant monies, you know, that you can apply for while you're writing your dissertation. And okay. Most of those applications do, any time between now and the end of November. Just wondered if any money might be coming through. I'll certainly apply regardless, but.
Of course. Okay. Well.
When are they supposed to decide?
I'm thinking the decisions will probably be, one of them will be pretty quick. I bet they'll decide in November if I apply now. Probably the other one, the decisions will come in December.
Okay. Well, the sixth house rules a lot of those processes you're talking about. But the eighth house rules other people's money, okay,
mm-hmm.
which is what a grant is. And right now you don't have anything transiting through that area of your chart. But the good news is Mars is going to be moving in there. Let me
clears. You hit one of my questions, too, because I was curious. What does that mean when Mars moves in there?
When Mars is in there, action and decision are made on your behalf. Okay, and what it has to do in your chart in Overland Park is it has to clear 6 degrees of Aquarius, and it clears that by the 19th of November.
Okay.
It's in there for almost 7 weeks. So that period of time is when, again, Aquarius rules all technology. So how you probably applied for all this stuff electronically and all that stuff. So, again, you could get a positive thing that's a go because Mars is the do-it planet, okay?
All right.
What do you see, Jacqueline?
Well, that's the reason why I asked her timing is because you just said exactly what I was going to say. So even in your natal chart, from your natal chart to your relocation chart, there's only 6 degrees difference. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So the timing is right for this. It really is truly right for this. Again, you have that second 7 week period that really works well there for you. So I think you'll get it. I would definitely apply for it. I don't know when you need to have the application in, but I would say later in October would be a good thing. Make that transition as far as sending it in somewhere. Once the sun goes into Scorpio, I think that's really going to be a good placement for it.
Excellent. Yeah, one of the biggies has to be in by November 30th.
When you're working with paperwork and contracts, so good, Mars is heading into your seventh house, which has to do with your paperwork. Right now it's at 6 degrees, and in Overland Park, it has to clear the 16-degree point. Let me tell you when that is. That's earlier. It's much earlier. That is going to be by the 22nd of this month.
Cool.
Right.
Okay.
That's the end of October. Legal, too, doesn't it?
It has to do with, contracts, documentation, all the stuff you're going to be using to apply for this. Right, Jacqueline?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
And here again, the timing is right for that. Again, wait till the end of the month when the sun gets into Scorpio and Mars gets into your seventh house. It'll work. So,
excellent.
22nd, 23rd, 24th, somewhere in that period of time, right at the end of this month. Perfect.
Great.
And do remember that Halloween is the new moon this year.
Woo!
At least here where I am in my time zone. But it's interesting because I kind of like that when it happens on Halloween. I don't know why.
Sure.
It's my spookiness, I think.
New moons are always good times.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they are.
Aren't they? Yeah. Wonderful.
Now, another interesting thing
Thank
is going on, too, is that Chiron, the wounded healer, is retrograde right now in your ninth house of metaphysics, and your own healing ability and your ability to want to step in and help, you know, things that you do in your career and in promoting your own education. And right around the same time, you're going to be going right to your Chiron return, because right now it's at 2158. It's going to be retrograding back onto your Chiron in your natal, I mean, in your Overland Park, Kansas chart, in that ninth house. And so, as Jacqueline would say, your faith will see you through. Right, Jacqueline?
You got it.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Looking good
Sounds
here.
Sounds good. Thank you both so much. I appreciate it. You have a great night.
Well,
you're welcome. God bless you and keep us posted.
You bet. Thank you.
All right. God bless. Well, we have some people from your neck of the woods, Jacqueline.
Okay.
Area code 561247, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Is this Stacy?
Yes, it is.
Hey.
Hi, Stacy.
How are you, Stacy?
I'm fine, thank you.
I recognize your voice this time. That's how come I got all excited.
Okay, my question is, I wanted to know where... what house the money is in and the romances, they have seemed to let the building in my chart. Those two things are.
I have five Stacys on here. Are you 1226?
1216.
Oh, okay. Huh? What year?
72.
Okay.
8:30 a.m.
Yep. I thought p.m.
In Jamaica? And where do you live now?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, p.m. I read it wrong.
And where do you live now, Stacy?
West Palm Beach.
Ah, I thought so. I just wanted to be sure. Okay. An amazing chart here. Okay.
What are you doing for a living?
I'm in the private duty sector, nursing.
Do you like being in the private sector, or would you rather be in something larger?
I like the flexibility.
Well, you like the independence. I understand that part. But with Mars going through your sixth house in Capricorn, Capricorn rules all institutions that are partially government-funded and regulated. And it just actually entered your sixth house where you live in West Palm Beach. And Pluto, the planet of empowerment, is kissing your north node in that sixth house of work and service and health and your healthcare provider. And I have a feeling that if you made a shift to something that you still had a flexible schedule, but it was something that was much more established, I think you would really benefit. What do you think, Jacqueline?
It not only rules the government and institutions, it rules those established businesses, those ones that are really large and really big, okay? Like Disney, for one, you know, any of these major nationwide hospitals would be considered an institution, those types of things. But visiting nurses association nationwide, something like that. I do feel
right.
that this is a time for you to really look, because Mars is going to be passing over your Jupiter and Pluto is dead on your Jupiter right now. So it's time for a change as far as your work is concerned. That is really where you're going to be able to get a better income coming in. I'm telling you, this is the time. If you want to make more money, you're a commodity as far as work is concerned. You're a take charge kind of girl. Okay.
I love that. I love that.
Needs to be done. You're going to fix it. You got the tenacity there. So you really are a strong asset to any established organization. So I would definitely, and that's what I would say, is I would definitely be looking for a job that would suit you, because it's going to show up during this period of time. This is the time where I would look. So over the next couple of months.
I'm looking because the one I'm at right now, it's like, oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Not good.
Keep looking and keep a positive attitude, but look everywhere. But all that is your job right now, is looking for that job, because it's going to show itself. Okay, you have a Mars in Scorpio, so you know there's that. Sometimes it takes a little bit more time, and it's just, you know, you want it now, and it's just so hard to get it through to that end. So sometimes you can be, you know, you can be tested as far as that's concerned, but be tenacious. Use that tenacity that you have and the comedy and humor and fun side of you to say, okay, I know it's happening, I can feel it, so I'm just going to do it. And I guarantee you it'll work.
Okay.
As far as love, I want to tell you what I see for that, and that's also pretty positive. Okay. Saturn is only transiting your fifth house of romance every 29 years. It's there now. Venus, the planet of love, is in Scorpio, and you're going to your Venus return within the next week or so. And then it's going to go into Sagittarius and go into your fifth house of romance. So you could meet someone who also shares the desire to help others. Somebody that's in some kind of a health-allied profession that also likes the freedom and mobility of the way they're conducting it. So if you look into the new job opportunity, I have a feeling the romance could follow. But I think the job thing is going to come first, as Jacqueline pointed out, because Pluto's right on your Jupiter. And so I feel that this is a time of great change and opening up for you in some new ways, where you're going to increase your ability to meet people that you could be very interested in and share your philosophy of life that you could really commit to and have fun doing it. It wouldn't be like you have to make a lot of rules. It would fall into place quite naturally, I think, if you're working in a different environment.
Okay.
Do you agree, Jacqueline, or am I crazy?
Oh, no, you're right on the edge of change, okay? I understand, because Mercury right now is down on your Pluto, so it's kind of like this, you know, wishy-washy thing, because, you know, Mercury in Libra is such a wishy-washy thing in the first place, okay? It can't make a decision.
And she's a Libra, so she means it.
So I do. And it's sitting on your Pluto, which is giving you that wishy-washiness. But Mercury in the next couple of days is going to be going off of that, and you can really get that Sag power going. And I really am excited for you. This week, you really look at the psychological changes and go, I'm good. My life is changing, and I'm going to make it change right.
Okay.
And I guarantee you, because I agree with Aphrodite, job comes first, love comes second, and that's a great thing. Back to back, that's for a Sag, you got that duality thing going on. It's a great thing. Not normally do two things like that occur at the same time, right back to back like that. So look at the positive of this transition and change you're going through.
Okay.
Keep us posted.
I will. Thank you.
Many blessings. All right. Sweet night. Bye.
Bye.
What a great chart for a healthcare giver, huh?
Yeah.
I just love that.
She's good.
Yeah. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 202, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. Thanks for taking my call. This is Kay. How are you?
Hey, Kay. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm well. I'm happy to hear that you guys are safe and sound, and the hurricane, and my prayers are up for everyone that's been touched by it. It's really sad.
When is your birthday? Are you 3/5?
Yeah, I'm 3/5/80, 1:29 a.m. born in Philly, but I'm currently in Brooklyn, New York.
A.m.?
Yes, 1:29 a.m.
Okay, I had you at 12:30. That's okay. And where do you say you're living now?
Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn, New York. How do you like it there?
Yes. It's cool. I'd actually lived here before, and I got a gig, so I was able to go back.
Nice.
So it's cool. Yeah.
Do you have a question for us tonight?
Yeah, I guess I just want to see what you guys see. It's like I started this new gig, and I have another kind of thing that I'm venture that I'm trying to push on my own professionally. But I just feel so kind of immobilized. I think you were talking to the other young lady earlier about being immobilized. And also curious about a new love in my life that's kind of going at a tortoise pace. And yeah, that's what's going on with me.
Okay.
Online.
I feel you are in some delays, but go ahead, Jacqueline.
Okay, sorry. I like that you're looking towards transition as far as your career is concerned, okay,
mm-hmm.
and renegotiation as far as your career is concerned. This should all be going on, preparation. I know you want to launch everything and you want everything now, but it's a slow
yeah.
and steady one, okay?
Okay.
You have to have that patience to wait this out because I do feel that the work you put in now will pay off later. So I agree with
right.
that, which you first started saying, and that was what I was going to say in the first place, is that I do feel there are delays, and it will take some time before you will be able to launch where you want to launch in the area that you are. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Okay.
Well, Neptune's retrograde right now until the 21st of November. And Neptune is
mm-hmm.
the planet that rules your creative inspiration, okay? So
mm-hmm.
because of that, I think you really need to think through what you really want. You've got what we call quincunxes or inconjuncts right now going on with your Moon-Pluto conjunction, which means that you know you have the ability and you know you have the power and you know you have
mm-hmm.
the style, okay? See, those
mm-hmm.
things are assured, and the sun's passing over that over the next couple of weeks. So you're going to – I want you to work on you first, your persona, your presentation, okay, over the next just fortnight, 2 weeks. And then when the sun passes
mm-hmm.
through, most of these inconjuncts start to mitigate a little bit. But Saturn right now, which is going to assure you of long-term success, is still in your 12th house. And
mm-hmm.
it's not going to clear that for several months. But know that
right.
every step you take, every move you make, as the song goes, the cosmos or the divine is watching you, okay?
Yeah.
And I think that, as Jacqueline pointed out, everything you do to help to facilitate this change is going to fall into place, but it's almost like a chess game. Does
mm.
that make sense to you?
It does. It does. It's just I like what you were saying about Neptune. I just feel so uninspired, and I need to be inspired because I have things to do, deadlines, people to, you know what I mean? I have things to do. But I'm so lacking inspiration. It's, like, insane. I'm just...
Your lifestyle needs some work because your lifestyle right now has been very much too work-oriented for over a year. Okay?
Yeah.
And now that's supposed to shift. Jupiter is approaching your midheaven star. In New York City,
okay?
And that's your high aspiration in your career, but also of you serving the divine with your unique gifts. And Jupiter is the gift bringer.
Mm-hmm.
It is coming to you.
Yeah.
I know it's coming to you, but you're supposed to maybe learn a little patience. And know that right now all the groundwork you're laying is part of that process for an inner completion so that when that opportunity comes, you can grasp it with both hands and go.
Right.
Because that's how it
okay.
feels to me. And I know sometimes it's difficult because, again, that Pisces energy is so creative and wanting so much to just get into that whole creative process, and I understand. But just
yeah.
know it's coming and walk through each little chapter or
right.
each little door that's opening for you right now, knowing in March you're going to be exactly where you need to be, I guarantee you. Probably before your next birthday. It might be after.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a suggestion as far as lack of inspiration. because you're this force that keeps pushing the door and saying, oh, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to get this done, this type of thing. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
When you get a block and you get frustrated with yourself, put on some happy music. Okay?
Yeah, music is very inspiring for me.
It is. And so put on some happy music. Don't get so frustrated and so caught in that pigeonhole. Okay? Because again here, Aphrodite is so correct that until Neptune goes direct, you are going to have that lackluster of inspiration. But this is the perfect time to keep moving forward and making plans and doing what is needed to be done as a necessity on it. Not necessarily, you know, again, having that joyous feeling. But taking those breaks with the music whenever you start to get frustrated will break that pattern to where you'll get a little bit more inspiration by having, you know, and it doesn't have to be more than, you know, one or two songs. It can be three, whatever you want. But it doesn't have to be like you have to sit for an hour and listen to it.
It's instantaneous.
So I suggest the music thing for you.
And Saturn's going to be squaring your sun before it goes into your first house. So you're looking at an international situation that's coming your way. And that's why I think you need the inner preparation. Okay? And I think that that's why you're going through this process. And once Saturn gets into your first house, you're going to see it clearly. Jacqueline, just humor me for a minute because you're an expert on this. Where are you going to think you're going to be on your next birthday, Kay? I want Jacqueline to take a look at your solar return next year.
I'm guessing probably New York, if, you know, probably Brooklyn, still, unless I travel somewhere for...
That could help us a little bit to take a longer view for you. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say Brooklyn would be a safe bet.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, you finally get an avenue of expression, which is good, okay? Mercury is conjunct your sun. Neptune is conjunct your Mercury, okay? On the other side of it, which is not a conjunction, is your south node. And on the other end of it, which is not a conjunction, is Chiron, okay? And they're all in your third house, okay? What this does, and what I'm telling you is it, the inspiration will be there. Your Mars is in Aries in your fifth house, and it's rebalancing it with Jupiter in your 10th house and Libra, so they're under negotiations. I agree with Aphrodite that this is an international thing. It does put your sun not only in your natal chart into the first house, but it also puts it into your solar return. Okay? And with that foundational shift internationally, you have your north node and your part of fortune in the ninth house, okay?
Are we looking at the same chart? Because that's not the chart I'm looking at. Oh, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. I'm sorry. I'll shut up.
Okay.
I was like, oh, no, wait, no.
No, she's right. She's right.
Okay. Because this is really a nice aspect. You have some some harmonious lines there with you that are just really nice for this next year. I like it a lot. I really do.
And the community where she's going to find herself. She's going to find her tribe.
Finally. I've been a little for
my God.
2 years now.
Oh,
that's good.
This is a really good year next year. Okay, the challenge is not to overanalyze things, everything next year, to live in the present, live in the now, and keep moving, okay? That's all this chart does. The only challenge is that here, which is the inconjuncts we're talking about, is that overanalyzation. You have to be present in your movement, okay?
Right. Do you guys see anything for love or any progression of love? It's like I've actually finally met someone I like, but it's so slow. And I know that I'm impatient now, you know, and it's new, so it's like I can't even really trust myself when it comes to kind of looking at it in an objective way.
Do you have the birth date of this one?
Yeah, it's July 19th. 1979. And I don't have the time. I know it's in Hastings, UK.
It's what city?
I think it's Hastings, United Kingdom, or East Sussex, United Kingdom, like either one of those.
Okay, let's take a look at him. Okay, let's take a peek at this.
Okay.
How new is it, Kay?
I knew him. I've known him. I met him in the summer of last year, but then I moved away for a little bit, and he kept in contact with me through texting. I actually wasn't interested initially, and he just kept in contact with me, and then all of a sudden, I would say, probably like a couple of months ago, I actually started to like him. Like, he grew on me, and no one's ever grown on me before. But,
I like
now
it.
It's like, yeah, no, I've never given anyone that chance. It was like he was cool, but it was like, you know, he didn't really do it for me physically, and I just wasn't into him like that. But he grew on me. I got to know his mind. He has a beautiful mind. He's brilliant, and he's really funny also.
I love that.
But now it's
so
like,
the humor.
I wanted to go faster. Yeah, I wanted to go faster now. And now I'm just like, oh, maybe he's not that interested. He's taking his time, and I feel like we should be seeing each other more and talking to each other more. And so, I don't know what y'all see. I'm like snapping my tongue. I'm so impatient. But I don't know. Maybe he's just not into it, you know, or maybe he's, you know, he's got a great life, so he might be into a few people.
Looking at his personal chart, not knowing what time he's born, at dawn, the moon's at 0 degrees of Gemini, okay? 0000 at dawn. So his moon's probably somewhere in Gemini, and so is his Mars. So his ability to communicate is pretty stellar.
Yeah.
And I think that he's going through, I want to say, a reenactment of his own dream and establishing himself in some new ways. I think he does have some wonderful opportunities coming into him right now. So I don't know if it's as personal as you think. Now, he does have Venus sitting on Uranus in his chart, and it's squaring his Mercury, which you like his communication, which is retrograde, by the way, in his birth chart, and Jupiter in Leo. So my feeling is that even though he may be very popular, he may be very successful, I think he has some intimacy issues. But I think that if you continue to walk down this road with him, and you seem like you are really interested now, it could lead somewhere. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. And, you know, the two of you have certain similarities, but also have certain differences. It's like two tones on a keyboard that are of the same key, but different heights in it. Here again, this is, I mean, it's an interesting relationship, because what I will say about it is that it has a duality to it all around. So it's that slow, fast, slow, fast, slow, fast kind of situation. It's really one that teaches you more of how to live in the moment and live in the now more than anything else. The two of you both have Neptune conjunct because your ages are close, okay? But his Neptune is in your first house, so he really sees the beautiful you. He sees a vision he wants to see, okay? I feel that focusing too much on this relationship or trying to make it more like a normal relationship will not work for this, okay? It's a quality of time versus quantity of time with the situation. I think the communication could be very open, okay? That's one of the things about him I like, is because he can be very open, okay? So it's a matter of just being positive with him and looking at the positive things and doing positive things, because he's an active individual. He likes doing things, okay?
Yeah.
Anytime you have a Mars in Gemini, they can't sit, okay?
Yeah. constantly moving.
Yeah, so here again, activities and things like this that you guys can do and coming up with things like this, he likes that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So here again, I think that you guys could really have some fun time
mm-hmm.
with this if you pace yourself with it, okay?
Okay. Doesn't sound like
you're both born with. You're both born with some very interesting connections. Okay, you got to remember his Mercury is retrograde in Leo. Okay,
right.
Because of that, he wants to be sure that your heart is pure.
Mm.
Okay, and at the beginning you were kind of like, not sure. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's why I think that has slowed it down a little bit, just because. The initial motivation for a man is usually the response of the woman. And but now you develop, like I said, more of an intimacy with your continued communication. And I think he really needs that. So in a way, you made a wise choice here, Kay. Okay? So this could actually lead to something special because you, again, now you've been talking, you've been communicating, you have been developing the relationship on an intimate level, spiritually and mentally. More,
mm-hmm.
and I think that that's
yeah.
a good marker. Yeah.
And you guys
keep us posted.
Gemini,
inquiring minds want to know.
Oh, okay. No problem. Thank you so much. Thank you all very, very much.
Good luck.
You have a sweet night.
Okay.
God bless.
You too.
All right, good night. Interesting. You know, I used to have a friend when I was very young who said to me, "You know what? People want to have like conflict. People want to have." Continuity, they want to have a sense of bondedness. I look at everybody as that's what makes you, you, and me, and it's okay with me. I love
it.
There
you go.
Ready for the last one?
Okay.
I'm trying to get it up here. It's not coming up. Come on. 561-568.
Yep.
Are you there?
I'm on. Hello.
All right.
I'm on.
How are you doing, Cindy?
I'm doing great, I guess. I have a question, actually, one for me and one for Charles. But my question is, am I going to receive the big amount of money that's supposed to be coming to me or not?
Okay, let's take a look. Show me the money.
Yeah. And if not, you know, it's okay.
Let me see here. Well, you're about to go through your Jupiter return, and the North Node's backing up into your Neptune in Virgo, which usually rules currency. So, you know, you're looking at about 30 days here, if that.
Oh.
What do you
really?
Think, Jacqueline?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm looking at her solar return. And
oh, okay.
No matter how I look at this, your benefactors are in your first house. So they are coming to you. Okay. It's definitely... To me, in looking at it, I would say if it's not this, it's something else, okay? Because the benefits are coming to you no matter how I look at this.
Yeah, I agree.
In what period of time?
It looks like within
a month.
Yeah, it's that close. It's like 30 days or less. It's
all
right, over
lady.
You. It's all over you. It's hitting like four houses. It's all over you.
Okay.
Okay.
May
Jupiter
I ask a question?
Jupiter natally sits in your second house, and you're on your Jupiter return. Okay, and your second house is personal finances. Okay, so here again, there's some kind of guardian angel that's going to manifest it for you.
Thank you. Okay, may I
have another
question for Charles? Yeah, Charles. He's at a birthday party. He has met someone that he really likes, and he wants to know if it's worth pursuing. And he gave you all the figures the last time, I think.
then he knows our answer. I didn't save the birth information on that, but he knows our answer. Okay.
I'm going to take a quick look at his chart. Hold the line. Okay. Just taking another look and see what's happening now. And he did leave me a nice message saying that he was appreciating my insight. One of the things I want to tell you is that he's got so many trines and blessing lines right now, and the moon's passing over his Mars in the 7th. That's really nice. He needs to get more optimistic about this. The moon right now is forming some nice trines and blessing lines with Mercury. It's going to be basically moving, next couple of days I have a feeling that things are going to shift in a positive way as far as his personal relationships are concerned. And Pluto's sitting on his north node in the 8th house of intimacy and sexuality and psychological understanding. So I just feel things are going in the right direction. I think he just needs to stop being so worried about it.
Yeah.
Neptune is retrograde, and we've talked about this Neptune retrograde. This Neptune is retrograde, and it's conjunct his natal moon, okay? Here's where his fears and his self-doubts are, and I so agree with Aphrodite. He needs to trust the process, because here again, that's the whole thing with this, is that Neptune retrograde, that self-doubt of his own emotional being.
Okay. All right.
I recommend sharing a jacuzzi and doing a little shopping with this person. I think it's going to make all the difference in the world.
Okay. I'll tell him that.
Thank you so much.
Thank
God
you.
God bless.
Yeah,
bye.
Same to you, ladies. Nice chatting. Bye. Love
always.
You. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, top of the hour. Let's tell people where we're at, where they can find us.
Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110. Jack and I are both on Facebook. If you want to try and friend us, let us know that you heard us on Blog Talk Radio and you want to know what we're up to. We usually post things that we're doing, different events and things of that nature, whether she's in Ohio or South Florida or basically I travel too. So you can find us if you need us. We're here for you. That's why we love doing the show, and thank you so much for listening this evening.
Have a good week.
God bless. Good night.